Hidey ho, neighbor. My name is Lou Gerlach and I'm from Think Chat, and welcome to confession number 126. In this episode, we will be exploring some of the big ideas presented in the inspiring book, The Expert Effect, by Zach Rondo and Grayson McKinney. Get ready to join me on a journey of reflection and growth as we uncover the transformative power of allowing our learners to become the experts. So grab your favorite cup of hot drink, find a cozy corner, and let's reflect back on how to allow your learners to become an expert in their learning. I have some good news, friends. This episode, we only have one application challenge. Because I've been quite intense in the past two episodes, I can't help it. I get excited about this stuff and I have to share it with you. I have recognized also that you have lives and kids and commitments and so forth. So I've pared it down to one. So why does it matter? Because empowering our learners to make choices about their own learning is like planting the seeds of expertise. When we grant them the autonomy to select the topics that genuinely captivate their curiosity, we ignite the fires of intrinsic motivation and enthusiasm. And we know more than 5 years ago, enthusiasm and lighting that fire is so important in a post-pandemic teaching world. Kids are still trying to find that fire. And so, how do we flame it? We let them lean into their own expertise. It's about tailoring the educational experience to suit their unique needs and styles and not our own as teachers. It's allowing them to foster a sense of ownership and responsibility. And whenever you feel that way as an educator, as an employee, it propels you forward. I know it does for me. And so, why wouldn't it do the same for our learners? And with each decision they make, they're not only deepening their understanding of their chosen subject or the topic that they're exploring, but they're also honing essential skills in problem solving and critical thinking. More importantly, they are realizing that innovators, change makers, and decision makers in this world continuously make mistakes. But the ones that we truly remember are the ones that fail and continue to rise and do it over and over until they finally reach the outcome that they've been striving for. So, as educators, let's nurture this process and watch our students evolve into true experts in their own right. So, how might I begin? Because that's going to be the question on your lips, I know. So, think of this metaphor as we're going into it is we've been talking about planting the seed. Well, now it's about tending a garden. And in this episode, we're helping our learners cultivate these skills to tend their own garden of inquiry by exploring with a variety of gardening tools available to them. It's akin to standing in a lush garden where each tool represents a unique choice for nurturing our expertise as a learner. And just as a gardener selects the right tool for a specific gardening task, our learners have the opportunity to choose where and how they'll kickstart their journey towards becoming experts in a field. As they assess this garden of choices, our learners will need to consider which gardening tool best suits their current needs and goals and help their knowledge and skills flourish. Because, as we know, not all tools are appropriate at a certain time. And that is a skill that we need to have our learners to learn. So, what could possibly be a way of helping bridge this is we're going to utilize the Circle of Viewpoints routine from Project Zero Visible Thinking Routines. And you're going to say, another thinking routine? Yes, I love them. Because they really help to like bring out deeper thinking? And how do we get our learners to consider diverse perspectives and explore local and global issues from multiple angles? That's what I want. And that's what, personally, I think that Zach and Grayson really talked about, is giving the power to the students, but really going in to looking at how do these issues and why do they matter and whom do they affect and what can I do about it? And this routine scaffolds the process of taking more ownership of our learning. So let's look at it. There are multiple steps in this circle of viewpoints routine. In fact, 10. So I know, and that's why I only gave you one challenge to apply back to your practice, because I know you, you're like 10, but remember, this is a choice menu. You've just got to decide what part of the choice are you going to focus in on. So are you going to focus in on introduction? By beginning the lesson by introducing the concept and the process of circle of viewpoints, you can explain what learners will explore and how they're going to utilize this circle of viewpoints to explore a local and global issue and examine it from various perspectives to gain a more comprehensive understanding. Is that something that you still are trying to grow in? Or is it trying to select a topic or issue? Because sometimes choosing our topic or issue of a complex issue is difficult. And so we want our students to feel comfortable in selecting a topic or issue to explore that focuses on environmental, economic, political, and social aspects that allow for multiple perspectives and viewpoints. Step three, possibly identify key perspectives. So now we talked about, okay, multiple viewpoints, but who are they? So maybe if we're looking at issues, we might look at it from the lens of scientists, policymakers, activists, business leaders, the general public, movie producers, who knows? Whatever lens says that are chosen, that really shapes the experience. And we have to teach students how to do that. How do you choose your key perspectives? Step four, share information. So now in this process that's more teacher driven is provide learners with articles, interviews, and documentaries representing each perspective, such as for scientists, share peer-reviewed research articles, or policymakers, provide government reports and speeches. But you're thinking, hat for elementary, but you know what? In second grade, we have to analyze citizenship and holding political leaders accountable for their roles. I mean, and so how do we then make that more kid-friendly, right? This information. So then thinking about step five, assign roles, where they take on different learners or groups take on one of the perspectives, such as scientists, policymakers, and so forth. And step six is individual reflection. Ask learners to individually read and reflect on the materials from their assigned perspective. And they should consider the main arguments, evidence, and viewpoints. I personally would have that more as a small group, like first read it, then discuss it. I jumped ahead in regards to group discussion. Have the group discuss their assigned perspective and share their reflections, and learners within each group can elaborate on their understanding, because I feel like that group interaction really helps, right, to cement the ideas. This is unique. Step eight, rotate perspectives. After the initial group discussion, reshuffle learners so that each group now represents a different perspective. So for instance, the scientist group becomes the activist. So now we're moving through the different perspectives to learn. We're not just staying with our one role. And this really helps students to be able to say, huh, and they just keep shifting and saying, huh, oh, I never thought of it in this way. And step 9 is to synthesize and compare. So in their new groups, learners synthesize insights from their original perspective and compare them with the insights they gained about the other perspective. They discuss commonalities and differences and areas of contention. Now, another way you could do this is have each group stay with their perspective and then go into like a truth for who, where they share why is this issue important to them and who has the greatest need. And based on the arguments that are presented, the class decides who won the argument. That's another opportunity. And then finally, step 10, reflect on the process. Lead a class discussion where learners reflect on how considering different viewpoints influence their understanding of the topic or issue. Encourage them to share specific insights or changes in their perspective. And why I like this one, this visible thinking routine, is because it's getting children to spark ideas, make connections, and now they might decide, okay, we've done this shared inquiry. Well, now here's where I want to go for my personal inquiry. I'm always going back to that. And personal inquiry is where you're going to have children exhibit the expert effect, where they're going to be taking and making more choices about how and which they learn. So now we're going to apply the circle of viewpoints, visible thinking routine, and expand them to be a bit more agentic. So this is your task. I want you to go through the circle of viewpoint steps and assess the agentic nature of each step. So if it is too teacher-driven, how might you rewrite them so they're more open-ended? That makes sense. Then identify other skills learners will need in order to become experts. And finally, compare this process to your current unit and examine how might you change your existing engagements and processes to become more agentic. For instance, in step 4, it asks the teacher to provide resources for their learners. To create experts, the learners need to find their own resources instead of the teacher doing everything for them. Because you learn great skills of vetting sources, going to great search engines or depositories, and being able to really know how to curate your resources. So for this to occur, we need to obviously model this process for our students so they find accurate and reliable sources of information. So that might be one way that you can make that agentic. What I want you to do is really go and critically analyze. How are we going to get our students to become experts in their field? Have fun with this application exercise. I know you're going to unravel some new ideas that you have not previously considered, and I hope you post them on social media so that we all can grow together. I'll see you in the next episode, my friends, and I hope you have fun with this process.